Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate and are thankful for you tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for we intend to speak only those things found in God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject you'd like for us to spend time and study on the program, certainly we would give any of those a consideration, but let us know by either using the address given by the announcer or contacting me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. And to remind you of the website of the East Abbotville Church of Christ, we have these radio programs on that website. We have sermons that are presented at the East Abbotville Church of Christ. There are numerous Bible subjects, Bible articles. You can do a search on any particular subject, and it will take you directly to the article dealing with that subject. If you'd like to study your Bible further, there is a Bible correspondence course. You can take that course at your own pace in the privacy of your own home. Also, we email a bulletin on Bible articles, Bible subjects, every 2 weeks. And again, on the website, you can give us your email address. We will add you to the list, and every 2 weeks, you will receive this bulletin. All of these things and much more are available at www.eastabbotville.org. In 1 Corinthians 15, in verse 1 beginning, Paul said, "Now I make known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which also you received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word which I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." We know that the gospel is God's power to save. The inspired Apostle Paul in Romans 1, verse 16 said, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." The gospel was preached among the Corinthians that we are reading in the text of our study here in 1 Corinthians 15. And we can go back to the 18th chapter of the book of Acts, and there we see in the missionary journey that Paul and others engaged in, that they went into the city of Corinth, and there they preached the gospel. And we find that the Corinthians, many of them, received the gospel into their hearts and into their lives. You know, when a message is received, it's not merely something that you hear with your ears, but it's the thoughts of the message. They become to be the object of what we think about, and that results in our being convinced that what we heard is true. The truth that the Corinthians heard, the gospel, changed their lives dramatically. And you know, it's often stated that the gospel contains facts to be believed, commands to be obeyed, and promises to be enjoyed. And certainly without reservation, I think that's true. And even a casual examination of the Scriptures confirms that. But my thoughts are focused in our study today on that verse 3 of 1 Corinthians 15. "For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Notice Paul said, "first of all." You know, we see Jesus, when he was here on earth, he taught that certainly while nothing is to be neglected, there are some things of the law that are weightier than others. And we read about that in his rebuke of the Pharisees in Matthew 23 and verse 23. But the point is that there are some truths that are the foundation, while other truths find their significance only when they are realized in view of the foundation on which they are to be built upon. And this truly is the meaning of Paul's statement when he said, I deliver to you first of all what I also received. See, what was of first importance was fundamental. It was of primary significance. And so the very heart and basis of the gospel is the truth that on a hillside outside Jerusalem, as Paul said in that verse 3, Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. We can see four important thoughts that come to mind when we read these words. First of all, man is separated from God by sin. You know, from Adam's fall to this very day, all of mankind has learned, or he must learn, that as Isaiah says in verse 1, that your iniquities have separated between you and your God. God, we know, is infinitely just. David said in Psalms 89, verse 14 of God, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. And God cannot abide with sin. But instead, as Colossians 3 and verse 6 says, the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. The problem that we face is sin is universal. In Romans 3 and verse 10, there is none righteous, no, not one. And again, in Romans 3 and verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You see, my sin has created this separation between me and God, and I can't bridge that separation on my own. Romans 6 and verse 23 tells us, for the wages of sin is death. But in this statement that Christ died for our sins, we see that Christ paid my debt. What the justice of God could not do, his grace did. In Ephesians 2 and verse 8, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. And we know, as we said a moment ago, in Romans 6:23, the wages of sin is death, but the verse goes on to say that the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus' sacrifice is God's own appeasement for sin. You know, when we read 1 John 2, it says in verse 2 that he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. That word propitiation is a word that means appeasement. It was through the sacrifice of Jesus, the shedding of his blood upon the cross, that in regard to the sin that separates us from God, God was appeased. Jesus is our propitiation. And it makes him both the just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus, as Romans 3 and verse 26 teaches. In the words of a songwriter, I don't know who this was, but here is what he says, and I think it sums up very accurately, very simply, what we're talking about. I quote, on the cross of Calvary, Jesus died for me and you. There he shed his precious blood, that from sin we might be free. Oh, the cleansing stream doth flow, and it washes white as snow. It is for me that Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. And another thing that we see in this statement that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, we see the words being expressed to the Corinthians. And going back to the first accounting that we have when the gospel was preached to them, and that was in Acts 18, we see that the Corinthians were saved from their past sins when they received the gospel by believing and being baptized. That's what we read in Acts 18 and verse 8. See, the initial receiving of the Word of God was not a passive thing. Saving faith is a responsive, it's an active faith. And also, the eternal salvation was determined upon, notice what it says, the holding fast to what they'd been taught. Let's look at that verse again when it says there in 1 Corinthians 15, "For I delivered to you, first of all, that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." But he says in the earlier part, "That I made known to you, brethren, the gospel which I preached to you, which was also received, in which also you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast the word that I preached to you, unless you believed in vain." So there was a condition that we see very clearly here concerning the eternal salvation. It was determined upon the holding fast to what they'd been taught. You remember Jesus made the statement in John 8 and verse 31, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed." And then there in that third verse of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, "Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." Friends, the cross was no accident. No, it's not any truth whatsoever to this idea that God sent Christ into the world to bring about the establishment of the kingdom, and that out of the blue, the Jews, without God's considering the fact, the Jews rejected him and put him on the cross, and therefore the whole plan of God was interrupted. The kingdom had to be forestalled, had to be put off, and as a substitute, the church was left in its place. No, friends. Jesus being rejected by the Jews, this cross that Jesus suffered and bled and died upon, that was no accident. It was no afterthought. God's plan to redeem man from sin through Christ was put into place from eternity. And we see that stated very plainly in Ephesians chapter 3. Notice as we begin reading in verse 10. "To the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord." So you see, in what we read here, the revealing and the carrying out of that plan are the thread that connects all 66 books that we have in our Bible. And Isaiah, he prophesied, he saw Calvary from afar off when he wrote by inspiration in Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5. "Surely our griefs he himself bore, and our sorrows he carried. He was pierced through for our transgression. He was crushed for our iniquities. By his scourging we are healed." To be pleasing with God, our worship must be in spirit and in truth. We know that from John 4, verse 24. Whatever we do in the work and the organization of the church, it must all be done in the name of the Lord Jesus, Colossians 3 and verse 17. The worship, the work, and the organization of the church deserve our utmost attention in order that everything that we do be according to the pattern, as Hebrews 8 and verse 5. But think of this. Fundamental to all of these things is the cross. If in God's plan, it is in the cross that these things find their significance. We appreciate you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. It's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. Now, we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 AM and Sunday at 8:30 AM. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 AM for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock PM. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.